This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. eHealth Radio gives you the most current health information, news, and advice featuring some of the leading innovators in healthcare and wellness who are changing healthcare as we know it. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. Today, it is my pleasure to invite on the program best-selling author, keynote speaker, and CEO and founder of Rosebud Woman, Christine Marie Mason. Christine is an entrepreneur seeking to elevate the feminine health category and respect for the feminine world with Rosebud Woman, a luxury plant-based intimate skincare line. And Christine, thanks for joining us here today on eHealth Radio.
You too, Eric. Good morning.
And good morning to you. Looking forward to hearing from you today. So for starters, tell us, as a part of Rosebud's mission, create more joy and less suffering. What do you mean by this, and how can women integrate more joy into their daily lives?
Oh, that's such a great place to start. That's actually, I think, my mission overall in life, not just with this product line, but in general. I feel like we have been taught a bias against joy, like just the sheer pleasure of being alive in our bodies, of being on the earth, of being with our families, and that there's this sort of long-suffering quality that we get rewarded for, how hard we work and all of that stuff, but that actually we're wired for joy. We're wired to take pleasure in our bodies, and part of that pleasure, for women in particular, is this sense of that there are parts of the body that have been shamed or that have been hidden, or you've been taught that they have to in some way be kept from public view or kept from a discussion. And we know from other areas of our life that anytime you have secrets, anytime you have shadows, things that can't be talked about, there's unnecessary suffering. So taking the mission, more joy and less suffering, to the female intimate care category, it's that you restore everything in the pelvic basin to body care, that you can talk about it, that common conditions that many women experience are no longer something that have to be hidden, but that they can be discussed and treated as normally as you would treat something about your elbow or your face, and that you get back into a position of just being in the remarkable miracle of your whole body. That's it.
And that's certainly a great place to leave things off here today. Good stuff. Now, what have you noticed is lacking in the feminine health category, and how does Rosebud Woman seek to change that narrative?
Yeah, I think when I was first looking at doing the company, one of the things I noticed was that women's intimate care was primarily related to transaction. It was either for sexuality or for having a baby, or if you had some kind of major health concern. But the idea that this part of your body was just part of your body for your own pleasure, for your own joy, that it should be comfortable all the time, wasn't there. And particularly because there are these cycles of life that women go through, whether it's cycles related to pre- and postnatal care or cycles related to periods and different kinds of hormonal changes over the month, whether it's things that happen to a woman's body when they take antidepressants or statins or any other kinds of medications that dehydrate the body, or whether it's life stage related like menopause, that a lot of skincare issues and common concerns in this area were not being addressed. So what I'm trying to do with the line is reinstate this part of the body to just taking care of your own self. So when I went out to start it, I knew that I had anecdotal information from my own experience and friends and family, and I'd been making product for a long time as gifts. And I did a survey of more than 3,000 women of all ages, conducted by an external survey house, to make sure that we were doing something that was meeting an actual need and not inventing a need. And that survey showed four or five major issues, and we targeted our first offerings at those particular concerns to create a more positive experience of that part of the body.
Now, Christine, if you would, take us through Rosebud's collection. What products do you offer, and what purpose do they serve in relation to intimate skincare?
Yeah, so the main product, the main thing for everyday use is this balm called Honor. And when I named it, it was this idea of, hey, I am really anointing and taking care of myself. It's designed to be massaged into the pelvic bowl and on the inner and outer labia and left on overnight. The ingredients are really high quality first pressed oils. When it goes onto the skin, it starts out as like an unguent, and then as you massage it a little bit, it turns into a light oil, a dry oil, and it's got amazing ingredients, including an extract of German chamomile called bisabolol that has NIH studies against it that show that it regenerates tissue. So that's daily use. It's particularly beneficial before and after a baby, perineal massage, et cetera, and for perimenopause. And then the second product, which is a calming cream, is the one that all of my boys and my husband take the most often, because it's got a arnica in it, which is a plant that reduces swelling and irritation. It's great for any kind of inflammation. Calendula and comfrey for redness, a little bit of mint for cooling. It's great for after exercise or any time that you're irritated. Then we have a refreshing spray, which is an external cleanser. And that also comes in a bamboo wipe version. And let's see what else. An arousal serum, which gets a little bit more just juicy and play. But this has got a plant in it. I live in Hawaii a lot of the time. And there's a Polynesian plant called Spilanthes acmella, or buzz button. And that plant is used in native apothecary for oral hygiene and or for sexual aid. And it has this amazing effect. When someone first gave me the plant, I bit the head off of it. And they said, here, bite the head of this flower. And as it enters the inner lips, it starts to tingle and plump, and you start to salivate. And that's exactly what it does in the other part of the body, that you create this natural self-lubrication, drawing blood flow to the area and then creating moisture. It's got a really cool sensation, and it's in a very light fruit serum. And I have a body oil coming out and a bunch of books. The invitation is the one that we launched with the brand, which was really an invitation to reincorporate this concept of self-care and self-love into your daily routine. And the new one coming out next year is called The Nine Lives of Women. And it takes you through a holistic view of developing into a consciousness that allows you to own your sensual, sexual, reproductive health, and what does it take to prepare you as a girl or a teenager to be in womanhood that way, stating your desire and loving your whole body. So it's about content and community as much as it is about the products.
Super information so far today. We are with Christy Marie Mason, the CEO and founder of Rosebud Woman, a luxury plant-based intimate skincare line here on eHealth Radio's Health News and Skincare Channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, I see you've written numerous books, included a companion guide for Rosebud Skincare Line, The Invitation. What are some key takeaways from The Invitation, and what steps can women follow to incorporate self-reverence into their routines?
There's a lot of history of women being told that this part of their body is not worthy of care or that it should be hidden. And so the first part is unwinding that story. Even the name of the brand, when I went out to Urban Dictionary to find euphemisms or other words that we might use in the brand, most of the words for this part of the body were insults. And that really got me thinking that the way we think about that part of the body is also sort of insults against the feminine in general. And so the first thing that we talk about in the book is sort of unwinding that story and looking at the miracle of this part of the body and all of the things that it does, the central role it can play in our life. And then to know that its parts. We saw a survey that 60% of college women, these are not people who are uneducated, can't name on a chart the different parts of their intimate body. So the next part is education, and then more education on pressure points, trigger points, things that can activate and enliven that part of the body, things on how to understand how your body takes in toxins and how something that manifests, say, on your face or in your intimate skin can be a reflection of what you're putting on your skin or in your body or what you're taking in. So there's an entire section on how to lower the toxin load on your body from your food and from your environment, and specifically what to avoid in cosmetics and what to put on that can be helpful, what to look for. But my overall message is your pleasure and enjoyment, if you take it on yourself to give it to yourself first, will then roll out into the way you interact with all the people you love, your partner, your family, and if you're happy, then the way you roll out in the world and shine on others is happy. So there's part of all of that in this particular book.
Fantastic, and I'm glad we were able to bring that up here within this conversation on the book, The Invitation. Good stuff. Also, tell us a little bit more about Rosebud Woman's Reverence Fund. How does Rosebud Woman give back?
Well, Eric, you know how I was telling you about how the attitude toward the body and the names of the body are reflected in the way the way we respect or don't respect women in general. And that's even more largely reflected in systems in the culture. And so when we, while we're working on the one end, really hyper-locally, learning how to love our own bodies again, we're also working on systems that more largely impact women. So domestic violence or lack of investment in maternal health or bias in the healthcare system. For example, did you know that almost all of the drugs that were tested for breast cancer were tested on men? Those kinds of things. So the Reverence Fund sets aside a big chunk of money from our sales, then puts it toward these systemic concerns for women, including things like Mama Hope, that's about economic empowerment. There's a researcher that's looking at gender bias and artificial intelligence and how that affects women, and that we're basically trying to address large issues while we're dealing with this sort of local love for yourself.
Christy, certainly appreciate what you do in the space and for taking the time to be with us here today on eHealth Radio. If listeners wanted to get more information on Rosebud Woman, where's the best place online to get further information?
It's rosewoman.com, and come see us. If you're interested in blogging on broader topics, you can visit me at xtine.com also. And I want to appreciate you, that you take the time out to have conversations with people and have created a platform for so many years for health information to be shared. You're wonderful. And I hope that 2020 brings you as much joy and least suffering as possible. You and all those you love, Eric.
Christine, I can't thank you enough for those kind words, and likewise to you and all those that you love as well. Again, folks, it is rosewoman.com. Christine, thanks so much for joining us here today on eHealth Radio.
You too. Thanks, everyone. Bye.
Again, we've been speaking with Christine Marie Mason, the CEO and founder of Rosebud Woman, a luxury plant-based intimate skincare line. And again, for further information and to shop around, visit rosewoman.com. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.